Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, man, I've been, you know, just spending time in, I was just spending time in Proverbs earlier, and a lot of times, too, is just that we can kind of skip over a lot of things and not really just taking consideration, you know, what God's saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so powerful because we can skip over something and just kind of breeze over it. And I was actually reading Proverbs 6, and I actually just lost my page here. And
get your page.
There you go. Got my page. In Proverbs 6, it says, you know, there's six things the Lord hates. Seven that are actually detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, and a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. And you kind of look at that, and so many people are just like, when you think about haughty or hateful, you know, lying tongue, obviously you don't want somebody that's just going to lie to you, or, you know, wicked schemes. It's just like, no, you know, I don't want to be wicked. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. For someone that is pouring out lies, you're like, man, that's pretty bad. But when you look at it and how it says the fact that seven are detestable to him, and the last one, how it says, a man who stirs up dissension among the brothers. And what stands out to me is just like when I read that and I look at that, I think about Psalms 133, and it says how good and pleasing it is when brothers come together in unity. And we've talked about before the power of love. There's a significance of, you know, it's our greatest witness when we can come together with others and be in unity and be focused on Jesus. And the opposite of that is just like, if what we're saying, if what we're doing is causing dissension in the family, is causing dissension among others, God looks at that and he considers it worse than someone that's just as far as having haughty eyes, lying. God hates these things, but being something that's detestable to God is to bring dissension. And you think about that, and it's just like, well, that wasn't my intentions. It's just like, that's not what I'm doing. It's just like, you know, if you think about it, you can always look as far as the effects of what somebody's doing. You think about a boat, and you can always tell the type of boat, by turning around and looking behind it, and you look at its wake, and you can tell if it's turning, you can tell if it's a big boat, you can tell, you know, you can tell a lot about a boat by looking at its history. You're looking at where it was. And you think about a consideration. It's like you look at the conversations that we're having. What is it like being on the other side of us? What is it like being in relationship with us? Talk to those around you. And it's just like, are we bringing people together, or are we causing division? You know, there's one thing, you know, Jesus says, I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, truth divides. But what I am saying is the fact of just like, is what we're doing, is it causing just so much strife and contentment and just anxiety and just, you know, it's like the tornado just walked in the room. Mm. Or are we walking in love? We're walking in peace. We're walking in that gentleness that we're just, you know, we're walking with Jesus, trying to be love and speaking truth with others. Yes. But at the same time too, we're not causing division. And what is so powerful too is like you think about it and how it says the fact that stirs up dissension among brothers. And I think that is so powerful too. It's just like right now, it's just like I look at how often I would look at Christmas season and Thanksgiving season, and I would just get a knot because so many, it's like their biggest, it's just like the one time that they don't look forward to the most is Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because all of a sudden it's just like, yeah, but if you knew my brothers, yeah, okay, well, yeah, but this guy's going to be here, or this person. And it's just like, that is not how God desires family to come together. God does not want to be like, don't feel obligated. We're like, well, I'm going to go spend time with Uncle Dissension this week. And it's just like, no. God wants us to be unified in the body of, obviously, in the family of God. And it's just like, we can look at that, you know, we've talked about it many times before, and it's just like the organizers of the night, the organizers of the day, the children of the day, children of the night. And it's just like, what are we doing? What are we strategizing? Are we just following God, or is there like motives underneath what we're saying? And it's just like, it matters what our intentions are. We want to be able to be sons and daughters of God, because he says, you know, we're going to walk together in unity. Mm-hmm. How good and pleasing it is when brothers walk together, when we can encourage one another, when we can love one another, when we can lift them up and just say, man, I've been praying for you. I know you're going through that hard time. I just want to say, I know I'm lifting you up. You know, if there's anything I can do for you, I want to help you out. And it's just like, make that point and realize, you know what, God, if there's something in me that, you know, I know that wasn't my quote unquote intentions, but I can tell you what you did may not have been what you intended, but you still did it.
Mm.
And that's a huge reality, because when we got to come to that realization, it's just like, we got to be able to just sow unity and bring love to one another.
That's so good, because, you know, when you're talking about that, I think about Ahab, who's a storm carrier.
Mm.
You know, Ahab comes in and just stirs stuff up. Mm-hmm. And it's not gender specific, because, you know, but a lot of times, you know, it could be a male.
Mm-hmm.
That comes in and just stirs the situation, and then all of a sudden it's done with, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you listed several things, and their dissension being one of them. But that's one of the biggest things. You know, God says keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep the unity of the spirit if individuals are not even unified themselves with God. They're not unified with themselves. It's like you can't unify with someone who's not even united with themselves. Mm-hmm. They're constantly living in a state of confusion,
mm-hmm.
constantly living two sides. They're not even united with God. And so when they come collectively with somebody else, then you're going to have that, you know, tension, mm-hmm. if you will. But, you know, in the dividing of the family, that's not something that God loves, appreciates. And like you said, it's, you know, it's an abomination. And it helps to put in perspective, you know, what it is that God wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it is that God wants us. When you look at a family of believers, it's so important to that family of believers, that church that is gathering, to be united for the right reasons. You know, many people unite. But what are you uniting about?
Yeah.
You know, and who is it for? Some people unite because they think they're going to get something out of it.
Right.
Some people unite because they think they're going to get their needs met.
Mm.
Some people unite because they think this is a good idea. But we need to unite because it's a God idea.
Yeah, motives matter.
Absolutely. And when God is at the center of it and everyone's uniting for his purposes, then things begin to, you know, they'll all pan out at the end.
Yeah, it's huge, and that's a huge thing. It's like when you think about it, because a lot of times dissension might not be a word that's in our everyday vocabulary or something that we talk about, but it's just like, think about division. You know, dissension means strong disagreement, a contention, or a quarrel. You know, I think about, I can't remember specifically, but Proverbs talks about the fact of just like, you know, just take the log off of the fire. It doesn't add to the fire. Don't continue to push into the quarrel. And it's just like, being right is not always the point of it. If you're having an argument, just be like, hey, you know, we can step back and let's just try to work this out. And it's just like, are we being being that wedge? Are we the one causing division, or are we the ones bringing others together in unity?
That's so good. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about that, the power of unity versus the power of division.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.